Court Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Court Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to New Knoxville, where the Indians are taking on the Knoxville Rangers, and they got the umpire and coaches meeting at home plate, so we'll be getting started here pretty shortly. Indians come in, with a record of 5-6 overall, 2-3 in the MAC. New Knoxville is 5-10 overall, winless in 7 games in the MAC, and So, let's see. Last night, Versailles beat New Bremen 19-3. Today's MAC games, Versailles is at Marion Local, and Delta St. John's is at Coldwater. New Bremen is at Minster, Parkway at St. Henry, and, of course, Fort Recovery here at New Knoxville. The MAC standings, Versailles is the only undefeated team right now in the MAC. 5 wins, no losses, 16-3 overall. Coldwater is 5 wins, 1 loss, and 17-1 overall. Minster is 5-1, 15-3 overall. St. Henry is 4 wins, 1 loss, 8-8 overall. Marion Local, 3-3, and 12-7 overall. Fort Recovery, 2-3, 5-6 overall. New Bremen is 2-5 in the MAC and 6-8 overall. Delta St. John's is 2-4 in the MAC and 6-8 overall. Parkway 1-4 and 3-6 overall. And New Knoxville is no wins, 7 losses, 5-10 overall. And, you know, 5-10 isn't a great record, but I don't believe they've had a season in the last 3 or 4 years that has been more than 2 wins, maybe 3. So they are doing a lot better. Their program's going in the right direction, and that's good for everybody. So I like to see that going on. Thursday we'll be at New Bremen. Friday we'll be at Anna. And Saturday we'll host Rushi in a doubleheader starting at 11. So we're getting ready for the introductions of the lineups, and we'll hang with them for just a second, then we'll do the national anthem. So in the MAC, as I mentioned, Versailles is the only undefeated team in the MAC. Their first game with New Bremen has been postponed, not made up yet. The second one was at Fort Recovery. We got rained and hailed out, suspended in the 5th inning. They were leading us 5-0. Then the Parkway game was postponed the next week. On the 16th, they were at Minster and won 7-6 in a battle of a couple of, at that time, undefeated teams in the MAC. And then they went to Delta St. John and beat them 7-2. And then a big victory for them. They beat Coldwater a week ago today, 4-0, and then they beat New Knoxville 28-1 last Thursday. So that is Versailles. Coldwater, kind of up there near the top, is their first game against St. Henry postponed, and as far as I can tell, not made up. They beat New Knoxville here 14-0. Then they beat New Bremen 11-1, and they beat us at Fort Recovery 13-3. And then they beat Parkway 5-0, and they lost at Versailles. And then on last Thursday, they beat Marion Local 10-2. The other one of the top teams, Minster, they beat Marion Local the first week 6-3. They beat Parkway 6-0. And the St. Henry game didn't get made up yet. And they lost 7-6 to Versailles in a big, big game. Again, those undefeated teams fighting each other. And then New Knoxville, they won 16-3. Delphi St. John's, they won 4-3. And they beat Fort Recovery last Thursday 5-0. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with the beginning of the game.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians are getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. And for the Indians, it'll be Reese Wendell, the left fielder, Alex Dews, the pitcher, Caden Homan, the designated hitter, Gavin Fowler, the first baseman, Alex Garkey, excuse me, the shortstop, Troy Homan, center fielder, Caden Grizzy, the third baseman, Riggs Toby, the catcher, and Reese Evers in right field. Sage Wendell is the second baseman, and Caden Homan is batting for him. So Alex Dews moved way up in the batting order.
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty good. He's been putting the bat on the ball. He's been doing well, and not sure exactly why, because, it's not a bad thing by any stretch. But Caden Grizzy has been doing well up there, but he's down in the, I think, the 7 hole. So a little bit different lineup. And on paper, we should win this game pretty easily, but that's on paper, and a lot of things can happen in a game. And as I mentioned a little while ago, the New Knoxville Rangers are noticeably better than they've been in a while.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so we got Jerry Byron, the bus driver. How were the guys on the way over? They fired up? They ready to go?
They were just playing their music. Other than that, they were quiet.
Well, that's probably good.
They usually are on the way over.
Yep. Reese Wendell's going to step in and start it off for the Indians. Alex Dews on deck. Big old swing and a miss. Preston Rischling, the junior, on the mound for the New Knoxville Rangers. No balls and a strike to Reese Wendell. He puts one down the third baseline, just a squibber in it, just hops three or four times just inside the bag at third base and just out of the reach of the third baseman. So leadoff man.
That's a good
on
start.
Base. Yep, we
like
did that against St. Henry. First three guys got on base, scored,
yeah.
Or two of them scored, and that's all the scoring there was in the whole game. So Alex Dews, the pitcher for today, is in the batter's box. He'll be followed by Caden Homan. Throw over to first base, back diving. So, as always, Reese with his pants dirty. Be pretty disappointed if he never got his pants dirty.
Yeah.
That would mean he wasn't on base. That's called strike on the inside corner.
Yeah.
So, Alex will put that one in his memory bank that they're calling that inside corner. So, we'll probably see him throw that pitch quite a bit. Rushling looks in, gets a sign. That one's another one on the inside corner.
That was just a little higher, but
yep.
It was, yeah, right about the belt line.
Yep.
I think he'd like to have that one back.
Yep. So no balls, two strikes to Alex Dews. Reese at first. He takes off for second base, throw down. And he is in under the tag.
Slid under the tag.
Yep. I can't see the bag from here, but...
No, I can't either.
But it was, you know, because we're sitting down and there's a little bit of a rise there.
Yeah.
So, but he's in there safe.
But the throw was good, but it was just a little high.
Yep.
So, yeah.
One ball, two strikes.
Able to get under it.
That must have been a little somewhere off. That looked pretty good pitch. But two balls, two strikes. Jeff Hinchin, the PA announcer here at New Knoxville. 70 degrees, 12-mile-an-hour wind. Ooh, that plunked him in the back.
Yes, it did. I heard that thump.
Yeah, I'm betting he did not try to do that.
No.
Not trying to put runners on base. And I'm hoping Alex doesn't hit him back. We don't need to have give them runners on base, free runners. So nobody out. Runners at first and second for our Indians. And designated hitter Caden Homan comes to the plate. Cleanup hitter Gavin Fowler on deck. Nobody out. First two men on for our Indians. I'm looking for Reese to do a little dancing out there. I'm not sure if he's going to take off, but the catcher bobbles the ball. He'll be gone.
Yeah.
That one's down in the dirt. The catcher keeps it in front of him.
Yeah, he did. That was close.
A ball, no strikes. Just a slight bit difference. And Reese could have easily been at third, I believe. One ball, no strikes. That's hit over the short steps head. And Reese is on his horse. He's coming in. He'll score. Alex moves from first to third. And the Indians lead 1-0.
Left fielder kind of bobbled it a little bit.
Yep.
Got away from him.
Yep, and that allowed Alex to get to third. It was already going to be Reese was going to be in either way. So first and third, nobody out, one run in. And Gavin Fowler, the cleanup hitter, first baseman, senior, steps to the plate. Preston Rischling on the mound, looks in, glances over at first. That one's a little high. Gavin kind of flinched at it.
He thought about it.
Pulled it back. That was way up around his eyes. One ball, no strikes. Again, nobody out. Top of the first inning, just getting going here. A little bit later than scheduled, but it's a little longer bus trip. That one's a little high. Throw over to third. From the catcher, and Alex was back in plenty of time, and the third baseman lost the ball but didn't get away from him, dropped down. Two balls, no strikes to Gavin. First and third, nobody out. Indians looking to get a nice top of the first inning lead over the New Knoxville Rangers and give Alex a pretty good cushion. That seemed pretty low in the zone, but it was across the plate.
That's the way he's calling that so far.
Yep, and if he calls it both ways, that's exactly how it should go. I like the larger strike zone. Two balls and a strike. That one must be a little outside, probably.
Yeah.
Three and one. Again.
That's what the scoreboard says.
Yep, first and third. Gavin will step back in. Rischling gets his sign. Popped up, coming somewhere around us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm holding my hand over my head. If it comes down and hits me, it'll break my hand.
Well, the sun dried my eyes. I can't see it.
So I think it'd be better off hitting me in the head instead of breaking my hand. That one bounces in the dirt, and that is ball four. That loads the bases, and that will bring Alex Garkey to the plate.
To the plate with bases loaded and nobody out, number 44, Alex Garkey.
Troy Holman on deck. Nobody out. Runners for the Indians on every base. We have Alex Dews at third, Caden Holman at second, Gavin Fowler at first, and
no outs.
Yep, nobody out. Alex Garkey, shortstop, sophomore shortstop at the plate.
Ooh.
Big old swing and a miss. No balls and a strike to Alex. Center fielder, senior Troy Holman on deck. Garkey back in. So it must be a little inside. Ball and a strike. Again, nobody out. Bases full of Indians. Richling comes to the plate. Ooh. That inside. I thought it hit something, him or the bat, but
I think it hit the top of the catcher's glove.
Oh, okay. Heard something, but so
yeah.
It
was inside, and he reached out and get it, and it was just not far enough.
Pitcher came in to make sure that Alex didn't come in, so two balls and a strike. Foul tip at the plate, 2-2.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of distance between the plate and the backstop here.
Nope. So the umpire.
I think it might have.
Oh, yep.
That foul ball might have caught him a little bit on it.
So the catcher's
thigh or something inside is.
Trying to
rub it.
Walk that off. So the umpire takes his time to walk out to the pitcher's mound, give the ball back to the pitcher, give the catcher time to get himself situated. And looked like he was rubbing the inside of his left thigh or calf somewhere in there. So Klinke is back behind the plate, the umpire, and Alex Garkey, two balls, two strikes. That one must have been a little inside
or
something. Somewhere. But it looked pretty good, but nobody's complaining.
It was the same height as what he's been called.
Three balls, two strikes. We're off to the side, so it's a little tough. That one's real high. And that is a walk.
And that walks in a run.
Walks in a run, and it's 2-0. Still nobody out for the Indians. Still bases loaded. It's Caden Holman at third, Gavin Fowler at second, Alex Garkey at first, and Troy Holman coming to the plate. Caden Grizzy
going out to talk to his pitcher.
Yep. Coach Koenig going out. Going to try to settle him down a little bit. Just throw strikes. Let your guys do the play and let them play it.
And they got four seniors, so they got a little experience out there.
Yep. They went for a long time. I think 2 years ago, these seniors, they were sophomores, and I think there was six sophomores, a junior, and no seniors.
Now they got six seniors.
Yep.
Looks like one junior.
Yep.
Or no, two juniors.
Yep. Several sophomores.
Two sophomores. Yep. And looks like four freshmen.
That's foul at the plate. The ball's on a strike. Still nobody out. Preston Richling on the mound for the New Knoxville Rangers. Indians now lead 2-0, bases full. And that one hits the plate, bounces over the catcher's head back to the backstop. And Caden Holman will walk in with the third run of the inning and the third run of the game here in the top of the first inning. Indians batting. They have runners at second and third now.
They all moved up on that one.
Yep. Troy Holman back in. That one's high, two balls and a strike. So as low as the last pitch was, it hit the plate and bounced over the catcher. That one was way too high.
Yeah.
That one's high and outside.
Yeah.
3-1. Again, nobody out. Indians have the first three runners scored already on a single hit by a pitch and another single and two walks. And that one's a strike.
That brings the count full.
Troy, batting left-handed as always. Ready? That one's high. That'll walk him to first base. Three straight bases on balls. And, again, full count, or full bases, excuse me. Yep. And Caden Grizzy, the third baseman, will come in and bat. Rig Toby on deck. And Jeff Henschen, the PA announcer, announces him the Versailles pronunciation. That one gets away from him, and pitcher comes in to cover, but the ball doesn't get there in time. And Gavin Fowler comes in, and it's 4-0.
And they all advance.
And Alex Garkey moves to third. Troy Homan goes to second. Caden Grizzy is at the plate with a one ball, no strike count. Still nobody out.
You're keeping up on the book there? Yeah, all that?
Yeah, so, sort of. Mostly. So it's after three straight walks, Indians have four runs, have two hits, hit by a pitch, and four walks, or three walks, and that one was a strike, a ball and a strike now to Caden Grizzy. Riggs Toby on deck. That one a little high, maybe. I believe that's two balls and a strike. Yep. Umpire confirms. There's a hard hit ball past the shortstop. Into center field. Another run will score. Another base hit for the Indians. Troy Homan moves to third. Caden Grizzy at first with a single. And Riggs Toby comes to the plate. Reese Evers on deck.
Hitting so for the Indians, number 12.
Grizzy with an RBI stands at runners on the corners. Riggs at the plate, then Reese Evers. That one's called strike in the lower end of the strike zone. No balls and a strike to Riggsy. Been the catcher for 4 years. That one's down a little nuts. Yeah, that's...
Caden went ahead.
Yeah, there was a ball, went to second. They weren't going to throw out there.
Nope.
Ouch.
Oh.
Riggs got that one. That sounded like
a
sledgehammer hitting a watermelon.
Yeah, that was square in the back.
That one made me flinch. So two hit by pitch. Looks like the pitching coach came out before. This is the manager. This would be Koenig. And
he's going to change.
He's switching. Shortstop's going to come
shortstop.
In.
Shortstop. That would be Jay Schrader. Or Schroeder.
Schrader,
another junior.
Yep. So Schrader is now going to be your pitcher for the Rangers. We'll let him warm up. Let's take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Back to New Knoxville, where our Indians are leading 5-0. Nobody out. They've switched pitchers from Preston Richling to Jay Schrader. And the pitcher goes to shortstop, and the shortstop comes in to pitch. So for Richling, not the way they wanted it to start. Our leadoff batter, Reese, started off with a single, Reese Wendell. And then Alex Dews was hit by a pitch. And then Caden Homan with a single. Gavin Fowler with a walk. Alex Garkey with a walk. Troy Homan with a walk. Caden Grizzy with a single, and Riggs Toby was hit by a pitch. Still nobody out. Five runs in for the Indians. Bases full. And our number nine batter, B. Reese Evers, will be coming to the plate. Again, nobody out. Indians leading 5-0. Top of the first. That one's
must have been outside.
Yep, just off. Yeah, we're sitting off to the side, so it's a little hard to tell. One ball, no strikes. He rips one.
Foul.
Foul down the third baseline. Our leadoff batter, Reese Wendell, in the on-deck circle.
He probably sent that down to see if his dad's awake.
Yeah. Ball and a strike there. That'll be, curve came back across the plate. Looked like it was going to be inside. Comes back across. Called strike. One ball, two strikes to Reese Evers. Schrader comes to the plate. Swings and misses. Pitch on the outside, curving away from him. So that's one out. And we go back to the top of the order. Reese Wendell led off the inning with a single. See if he can do that again. Base is full right now of Indians. That one's a little inside. Ball, no strikes. So we have Troy Homan at third, Caden Grizzy at second, Riggs Toby at first, Reese Wendell at the plate. That one's down. Two balls, no strikes. He's going to make him throw a strike to him. Then he's going to drive it. He might even have the. Yep, there's a foul right over toward us, a little dribbler.
You got it?
No, I can't reach. I can't reach down that far. I could get it, but it'd be the third inning before I'd get back up. Two balls and a strike to Reese Wendell. Very high, shallow center. Center fielder has it for out number two. Runner tags and scores and throw down to third, and he's also safe. So Troy comes in 6-0. Sacrifice fly for Reese Wendell.
Reese should be covering us. He's younger.
Yeah. Yep. So Caden Grizzy goes to third. Riggs still at first.
Yeah.
And Alex Dew's the batter now. One's a strike up in the top of the strike zone. No balls and strike. Called strike there. Jay Schrader looks in. Comes to the plate. That looked very inside, but he called it a strike.
Yeah.
No balls, two strikes. Alex says, I sure hope you're calling that when I'm out on the mound.
Yeah.
And that one's a called strike. So that's out number three. All of those were very inside, I thought. But if he's calling it that way the whole game, that is absolutely okay. And that is the third out. Indians score five, leave 3-2 on base. We'll be back right after this with the bottom of the first.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
It's time for First Thursday Shopping at Strolls in Portland. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. for your shopping convenience this Thursday. Stock up for the holidays with 36 AA or AAA batteries for only $11. Shop Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street at the North Edge of Portland this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and receive a GE Canvas bag with your purchase. Make Strolls a stop when you're doing your holiday shopping.
Well, you might have noticed that I got the wrong commercial there for Strolls Appliance. It is First Thursday, and they will be open till 7 o'clock, but not for your Christmas shopping. So we may have to ignore that one the next time around too. But got the wrong one in the lineup, but that's not the first mistake I've ever made. So we go to the bottom of the first inning. The current pitcher, former shortstop, starting the game, Jay Schrader, will come in, and he'll be the first batter. Luke Stockler will follow him. Preston Rischling, the original pitcher, will follow him, and Parker Jones. Indians lead 6-0. Bottom of the first inning, first pitch. Looks like they put it on the board as a strike. I didn't see what the umpire said, but they have it on the board as a strike, and I'll bet that's correct. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians. Coming to the plate. That looked pretty good, but called it a ball. 1-1.
Oh, it's 2-0. So they got it wrong.
Oh,
on the
okay.
Board.
Now, okay.
Now they got it right.
Okay, I thought.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that first one was off, but.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. But,
three balls, no strikes. So, Alex, you need to start hitting your spots here. That one was inside, I guess. Leadoff walk for the Rangers. Schrader is at first. Luke Stockler will come to the bat, catcher. He's one of the, I think, six seniors on the...
Four.
On the roster. Oh, yeah, they did have just four pitchers back there. Called strike for the first pitch, so that's Alex's first strike of the game. One of many to come.
I'm sure.
That one's check swing.
Check swinged and
hit to the shortstop. Comes up throwing. Garkey with a great play. Gets him by a step or two. He was speedy down the line, too.
Yeah, he was.
And that was a slow roller, a check swing, kind of four or five hops out there. And Alex charged it and came and got it. So it'll be one away. And Schrader moves to second base, excuse me. And he wouldn't be staying at first. And Preston Rischling, the original pitcher, now shortstop. That one's ball one. Alex Dews looks in, gets his sign, looks back at the runner, staring him down, comes to the plate. That one's lifted, just a little blooper, just barely gets into the outfield, and the left fielder gets away from him. He couldn't pick it up three times, and Schrader comes in and he'll score, and it's 6-1. Got one out, and Rischling with an RBI. I guess I'm going to give him an RBI single. It'll be Parker Jones, a sophomore. He's the right fielder. That's a big old swing and a miss.
Yep.
No balls and a strike, one out here in the bottom of the first. Indians lead 6-1.
He'd be a sophomore.
Yep.
Big boy.
Yes, he is.
Another swing and a miss. Big one.
Yep.
He wants to kill.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping he takes track the next couple of years, because by the time he's a senior, he's gonna be a beast. Yeah. He's big and strong right now as a sophomore. No balls, two strikes. And that one's a called strike. That was a nice pitch that came in over the plate. And Alex gets him looking, and that's two outs now. stepping up to the plate. Richling at first with two outs. Jay Waterman is your batter. He's the, my notes here say there's two different third basemen, so that didn't right.
He's a senior, yep. Left-handed batter.
Yep. I don't. So two outs, runner at first, Alex Dews. That's called strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Alex Dews has it working. Now he threw four straight balls to start the inning, and it's been almost all strikes since then. Runner takes off for second base, hit and run, and that's a foul back to the screen. So Stockler will stroll back to first base. Simon Smith on deck. He's also a sophomore. Six-one Indians, bottom of the first inning. Alex Dews looks in. That one's slow roller to second base. Sage has it over to first. In time. That's out number three.
Yep.
But they score a run. So after an inning, it is Fort Recovery 6, New Knoxville 1. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to New Knoxville, where our Indians are leading 6-1 after one inning. And it'll be Caden Homan coming up for the second time. He singled his first time up and scored. And Jay Schrader's first pitch comes in, and I didn't see what the umpire called it. I'm going to guess it's a ball. Yeah, there you put it up on the scoreboard there. One ball, no strikes. Ooh, thought that was a little high, but he called that one a strike. Two balls, no strikes to Caden Homan. Top of the second inning, Indians leading 6-1. Ooh, that one was up around his chin, and they called that a strike. So one ball, two strikes. And Caden will step back in. And he'll rip that one down the third baseline.
Yep.
Goes into left field. And he is on with his second hit of the game.
With an Indian on first, hitting
for Horton. I bring Gavin Fowler to the plate, first baseman, senior. Nobody out. Caden Homan at first base. Gavin Fowler at the plate with Alex Garkey on deck. Gavin walked his first time up last inning. 6-1, Indians, nobody out, top of the second. First one's a little off. One ball, no strikes to Gavin. That's a big old swing and a miss. Schrader's Nice pitch there. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner at first base for the Indians. Caden Homan with leading it off with a single. And there's
that's going to left
fly
field.
Ball caught by the
you got it.
Left fielder. So that's one out. And that'll be that'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate.
Alex Garkey.
Alex Garkey walked the last time up. He was the second of three in a row walks given up by Preston Rushling. Yep. There's called strike for the first pitch. Alex Garkey back ready to go. That one's fouled down the third baseline.
Coach almost had it.
No balls, two strikes to Alex Garkey. Again, top of the second inning, Indians leading 6-1. One out. And that's a called strike three. So, two away now.
One on, two out.
So we've right now we put Caden Homan got on first base with a leadoff single, and a shallow fly ball to left was one out, and the second one's a strikeout, and he's still at first base. That one hits the plate and bounces up, catches the catcher in the face mask, and bounces out in front of him, and so Caden Homan easily goes to second base. One ball, no strikes to left-handed batting Troy Homan. See if he can find a gap out there in left center maybe. That one's way high and outside. I think it's two balls, no strikes. That one's high and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Three balls, no strikes. And that one is a little off the plate, and that'll be another
walk.
Base on balls. So that puts him at first and second. Caden Grizzy will come to the plate. He singled his last time up, and Jeff Henschen is using the Versailles pronunciation, the Grizzy, which technically is correct, but we don't use that in Fort Recovery. He's Grizzy or Greasy. Nice pitch right down the middle. No balls, one strike to Grizzy. Two outs. Two on, first and second for the Indians. That one's a nice pitch just on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes now. Two outs. Caden Homan at second. Troy Homan at first. That one gets away from the catcher. And the runners will move up one.
Yep.
Caden Homan goes to third. Troy Homan goes to second. It's one ball, two strikes now to Grizzy. And Riggsy Toby on deck. Grizzy, the third baseman today. And as usual, that one's high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Indians lead 6-1, top of the second inning. Ooh, that looked way inside. He would leaned away from it, and I didn't see it curve back over the plate, but the umpire called it a strike. So that is another strikeout. That's three. Indians leave two on base. Don't score. We played an inning and a half. 6-1 Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4888.
Need gas? stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians leading 6-1, bottom of the second inning. They'll bring Simon Smith, John Gable, Andrew Leffel at 6, 7, and 8. Foul back over the screen.
Hope it's not coming our way.
Nope. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians. Out ahead of Simon Smith on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. That looked like a better pitch than any of the ones that we got struck out on. But we're sitting off to the side, so it's a little tough. One ball, one strike. Smith back in. Alex working quickly. Big old swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. First batter here in the bottom of the second inning. New Knoxville batting and trailing 6-1 to our Indians.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Got him on four pitches. But he didn't get cheated. He was swinging, and he was swinging good. He just couldn't catch up with that, couldn't find that curveball that Alex had going for him. John Gable, the second baseman, will step in for the Rangers. First pitch a little off.
One of their freshmen.
That one's a strike, called strike. One ball, one strike to John Gable. That one's a called strike. So one ball, two strikes. One out here. Bottom of the second inning. Alex Deuce with a swing and a miss. He's got two strikeouts this inning. So he's fooling them pretty good here with his pitches. Andrew Leffel, the left fielder. He's one of the seniors. Left fielder. That's a strike on the inside. No balls and a strike. Beautiful, almost cloudless day. A little bit of a breeze. It's a great day for a baseball game. That one's down in the dirt, ball and a strike. Especially Jerry and I were talking before the game about some of the god-awful games we've been at here with a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing in our face and it isn't even 40 degrees. One of the days, I think Coppy was here with me, and it was also spitting rain and or snow-ish something in our face, 20 miles an hour looking right at it. That one's fouled back, ball, two strikes. So we deserve this day after a few of those days that were just terrible. That one's a little in, maybe high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second inning, Indians leading 6-1. That one's a little low, full count. That'll be the payoff pitch coming from Alex Dews. Leffel pops it up, left side, heading toward the dugout and out of play. Behind the dugout.
Behind the dugout, yeah.
So count remains two balls, two strikes. Bases are empty. First two men struck out from Alex Deuce. Fooled them both on some pretty good swings. Payoff pitch. Another foul back to the screen this time. Count stays 3-2 again. Leffel battling. Alex Deuce trying to get him here. Full count. That one's slow curve just dropped right in there. He looked like it was going to be way out of the zone and jumped right in there and got him looking. So Alex with three strikeouts this inning, 1-2-3. We played two complete. Indians lead 6-1 over the Knoxville Rangers.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to New Bremen. Indians leading 6-1, going to the top of the third inning. It'll be 8-9-1. It'll be Riggs Toby, the catcher, Reese Evers, the right fielder, and then back to the top with Reese Wendell, the left fielder. Riggs Toby is going to step in to start it off. He'll be facing Jay Schrader. Riggs' first time up, he was hit by a pitch, and it didn't sound pretty. But he's Riggs, and he shook it off.
Yep.
First pitch, a little off the plate. One ball, no strikes.
I mean, that might lay you and I up, but these kids can handle that.
I'd still be rolling around on the ground. That one's way high. Two balls, no strikes to Riggs. Leadoff batter here in the top of the third inning for our Indians, leading 6-1. Schrader comes to the plate.
Oh.
Strike, called strike up in the top of the zone.
Must have been, yeah.
So, two balls and a strike to Riggs. That one's high. Three balls, one strike. I'd say Riggs would probably be taking this, but
maybe not.
I'll be okay if he swings away.
If it looks good, swing.
Yep. Ooh, that was maybe a slow curve that kind of caught him off guard.
Yeah.
Watch that one go across the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Full count to Riggs, leading off the top of the third inning. Kind of flinched at that bottom strike down, a pitch down in the bottom of the zone and got away from the catcher. It was a ball, but home plate umpire checked with the field umpire, and it is a base on balls. He did not offer at that one, so one man on, nobody out. Receivers struck out his first time up. That one hits the first one, gets over to the shortstop, going over to first, not in time. And we have the first two on receivers with a single. That moves Riggs Toby to second base.
Well, let's bat around again.
So we have Riggs at second, Reese Evers at first, Reese Wendell, top of the order, coming to the plate, followed by Alex Deuce. Nobody out. It's the top of third inning. Indians lead right now 6-1. So Reese has a single and a sacrifice fly. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike to Reese Wendell. Schrader looks in. Lifts that one foul down the right side.
Yeah, that's over by the fence.
It didn't get out of play, but it was farther out there than they could get over to get it. So count goes to no balls, two strikes to Reese. Nobody out. First two runners on for the Indians here in the top of the third inning. Alex Dews waits on deck. No balls, two strikes. That one's a little low. And
now the
Riggs took off for third. And
the throw was down there, but it was just wide.
Yep. A little.
I think if he'd have got it on.
Yeah, a little toward the second base side. So the runner's now on second and third. Reese Evers moved up to second on the throw to third. That one's way high. That'll be two balls, two strikes, I think. Yeah.
That's what the board says.
But yep, and sometimes when they do steals, they don't get the thing up. But it was no balls, two strikes to him before that. So it's 2-2.
Our scorekeeper, you just can't never trust it.
I think that's you, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Three balls, two strikes to Reese Wendell. Nobody out. Second and third for the Indians. And he lifts one over the shortstop's head.
Yep.
Shortstop jumped for it, but he was a couple of feet too low. That brings Riggs Toby in from third base. Reese Evers moves over to third. So that puts him on the corners for the pitcher, Alex Dews, looking to help himself. So Reese Wendell has two singles and a sacrifice fly. Alex Dews got hit by a pitch and struck out looking on a lot of what I thought were inside pitches. He swings away, and third baseman knocks it down. Can't get it there in time. And Reese Wendell gets to third base. Reese Evers scores on that. I'll take a look in a second, see what the official score is.
And then Alex is on first.
They're showing a couple of errors, so maybe that's
number 10.
Yeah. That throw to first wasn't the best.
Yep, so I guess we'll call that an error.
He had to move off the bag quite a bit to get it.
So we have Reese Wendell at third, Alex Dews at first, Caden Holman at the plate. He has two singles so far. And Alex takes off for second. They fake the throw there and go to third. Reese Wendell wasn't going anywhere, but, of course, he dived back just to get his clothes dirty.
Yeah, they were already
dirty. That's what he does.
Dirty.
Yep. Yeah, but he has to do that.
So
he can't let that go.
They'll have to be washed before Thursday.
Yeah. Maybe a couple times. That's a hard hit ball. The left fielder catches it on the line drive, but the two guys tag and Reese Wendell tags and scores. And Alex Dews stays out there at second base. And that's one out now.
Number 27, Gavin Fowler.
The first baseman, senior Gavin Fowler, cleanup hitter, comes to the plate. Alex Garkey on deck. Schrader, first pitch, called ball. Three runs in the inning, 9-1 Indians lead. Gavin Fowler at the plate. That one was a pretty nice pitch. Might have been up a little bit in the zone, but a called strike. That's one I bet he wishes the guy would tell him he's going to throw it there so he can put one over the fence. He'd like to have that one back. He squibs one foul down the third baseline between third base and Coach Ike. So it's one ball, two strikes to Gavin Fowler. Alex Dews out there at second base. One man out, three runs in the inning. Jay Schrader on the mound for the Rangers. That one hits the plate, bounces up to the catcher, keeps it in front of him, but Alex easily moves to third. He had a decent lead, and when the ball got away, he took off, and no throw down. So It's 2-2, one out, runner at third, Gavin Fowler at the plate, Alex Garkey on deck. 2-2 count. Schrader gets his sign. That one's down in the dirt. That gets away.
And Alex will...
And Alex easily comes in. That rolls over toward us. It hit the plate and hit the catcher and rolled over completely away from the catcher. Slow roller, and he couldn't catch up with it. So 3-2 now. Gavin Fowler at the plate. It's 10-1 Indians. Alex Garkey on deck. Bases are empty now. And there's a hard hit shot down the left field line. Foul.
Oh, he sent that down to his dad to see if he's awake. I saw them both down there.
So, count remains 3-2. That one's high. That'll be a walk for Gavin. And that'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate. Shortstop for the Indians today. Troy Holman on deck.
So is that Gavin's second walk?
Yes. Yep. He flew out to, maybe hit that line drive to the left fielder last time up, but walked in the first inning, walked here in the third. So one out. That one's high. Ball one. Alex Garkey. He walked and struck out. Swing. That one's
got a piece
foul.
Low piece of that one.
Little knicker, we'll call it. Back to the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. One runner on. Four runs in for the Indians. 10-1 the score now. Schrader. Okay. He was going to the plate, and
the throw to second is off.
Gavin Fowler headed for second, and pitcher threw back to first, and Gavin was heading down to second. He got in there safely and would have, but the ball got away, and he goes on to third base. So he stole a base without a pitch being thrown. He was taken off and
actually two bases.
Yeah. So he was heading down to second. Oh. And there's a swing and a miss by Garkey. 1-2. And so... Now, he was going to steal that base. He took off. The pitcher should have probably gone to second, but he'd already made his move to first. There's a hot shot to third base. Third baseman comes up with it and gets it over to first in time. So that's two outs now. And Gavin stays at third base.
He was thinking about it, but they were able to get the throw over good.
Yep. Troy Holman steps up. He's walked twice. He's the eighth batter in the inning for the Indians. He rips one into right field, first pitch, and Fowler will come in to score, and it's 11-1. We're in the top of the third inning. Two men out. Troy Holman with an RBI single, and he's on for the third time today. Caden Grizzy will come to the plate, or as Jeff Henschen's going to call him, Grizzy. And that's okay, because that's the Versailles pronunciation. That's where Dad's from.
Throwback.
So, yeah, throw over to first.
Back in plenty of time.
Yep, he didn't have much of a lead. He's just...
No.
I think the pitcher's just trying to keep him a little close there. He takes off. Troy takes off, and he's in sliding. Throw was high, but I think Troy was there anyway, so...
Yeah, it was high and a little bit on...
Yeah, first base side.
First base side, so he was able to get under it real easy.
1-0. Grizzy at the plate, the ninth batter for the Indians. 5 runs in, 11-1 the score now. Top of the third inning, 2 outs. Big old swing and a miss. 1-1. Grizzy had a single in the first inning and struck out looking in the third inning. Or second inning, excuse me. This is the third.
Well, that one's called foul. I guess he just
Nipped it. Went back to the screen. Go ahead. Riggs, yep. One back behind there, and Riggs was going to go get it, and the pitcher was ready to pitch, so he's kind of holding up. So umpire called time.
Kind of hard to see. It must be a little hole right there.
Yep. That looks like there might be a place for a watering thing or something.
Oh, yeah, that
a little high, maybe. Like a ball, two balls, two strikes to Caden Grizzy. Riggs Toby on deck, looking, hoping to bat for the second time this inning. That one's way high. I'll make it a full count, I believe. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base for the Indians. Five runs in the inning, making it 11-1. And he lifts one out to right field, inside out swing. Right fielder there and has it for out number three. But the Indians bat around.
On the top of the third for recovery plates.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Indians 11 and the Rangers 1. We'll be back with the bottom of the third right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know hormonal imbalances can cause headaches and migraines? You can have your hormone levels evaluated to help you find relief. Hormone testing at Kapp Pharmacy is a simple process consisting of blood level or saliva testing. When hormone imbalances are detected, natural plant-derived hormone restoration therapy could bring your body chemistry back to balance. So call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Bottom of the third inning. Indians leading 11-1. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians.
Nope, they've changed.
Oh, we did? Oh, okay.
Yep, we've got
just
Troy
kind of assumed.
Holman.
Yep, that's Troy probably a good idea.
Is on the mound. We got Mason Diller is catching now. That
okay,
moves.
That's a good idea.
Alex to short.
Yep. Yep.
Alex Garkey to second. And
okay.
I would imagine Sage went out to left field.
Yep. Is that maybe Rex out in right field, or is that still receivers?
I think that is Rex out in right field.
I know they do that a lot. So.
And that might have moved.
I think that's going to be a good thing for the Indians because Alex pitched probably 50 pitches, maybe probably not even that many. Pitch two innings, and we have a good lead, and we can save him for a few pitches maybe on Thursday against New Bremen.
Well, we've got a lot of baseball coming up this week.
Yes, we do.
So.
Yeah, New Bremen on Thursday, Anna on Friday, and doubleheader with Rushi on Saturday. So first pitch was a ball. That one's a called strike. One ball, one strike, and it is Troy Dwinger batting for the first time today, center fielder. That's popped up foul. Going back behind. Not sure exactly where it went, but it didn't hit anybody. That's the important part, especially it didn't hit me.
It didn't hit me.
So one ball, two strikes. Dwinger at the plate, the number nine hitter for him, and he'll be followed by Jay Schrader, the pitcher now for the Knoxville Rangers. And Troy Holman, that's a swing and a miss, and gets away from the catcher, but gets it down to first in plenty of time. Yeah. So that's a strikeout for Troy. So I think Alex had four strikeouts. He struck out four of the last five batters he faced. And so that's pretty good for him. Top of the order, Jay Schrader steps in. First called strike right across the plate. Troy Homan just got there and throw strikes, buddy. We're up 10. Bottom of the third inning. That one's fouled out of play.
Over the right field dugout.
Yep. So it'll be no balls, two strikes. Luke Stockler, the catcher, on deck. That one's a squibber to the shortstop. He comes up.
Got it.
In time. Didn't get him by a bunch, but got him.
It doesn't matter if it's a bunch or just so you get him.
Yep, Alex Dews with a nice play there. So two outs now. Catcher Luke Stockler, senior, at the plate. That one hits the dirt in front of the plate off of Mason Diller's chest protector. One ball, no strikes. Troy comes to the plate again. Swinging a foul tip back up to the screen. One and one. One ball, one strike. Even there they go. They got back on the... I was going to say they didn't have it on the scoreboard, but they got the ball up there now. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bases empty. Bottom of the third. Indians lead 11 to 1. That one's a little inside. Two balls and a strike to Luke Stockler. Troy comes back to the plate. A little bit low. Three balls and one strike. Keep throwing strikes there, Troy.
Come on, Troy. Don't lose him.
Yep. You don't need to do anything, but let him hit it. That one's shot toward first baseman, goes over and plays it. Troy goes over and covers first. And it is a rare 3-1 out, and that is out number three. We've played three innings, Fort Recovery 11, New Knoxville 1. We'll be back right after this.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA Coffee and Fresh Donuts, the best way to start your day every day.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Welcome back. We are here at New Knoxville going to the top of the fourth inning. Indians lead 11 to 1. And for the Indians, it'll be Mason Diller subbing for Riggs Toby, and Rex Leverett subbing for Reese Evers. And then back to the order with Reese Wendell scheduled to come to the plate. We may have more subs. And we now have a new pitch.
I don't think
pitch.
We have any more subs.
Oh, okay, so we might be out. Simon Smith is on the mound now for the New Knoxville Rangers. He's a sophomore right-hander, and he'll face Mason Diller to start off inning number four. Very high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Mason will step back in. Smith back on the rubber, gets a sign, comes to the plate. That's a hard hit ball, foul down the left field line, third base line. Didn't see how far it got, but down that way.
Yep, must be too far for coach to reach.
A ball and a strike. Mason Diller, that one's a little high. Two balls and a strike to Mason. He's subbing it the catcher spot for Riggs Toby, taking a little break. That one's a little high. Three balls and a strike. I'd say with a new pitcher out there, 3-1, I think Mason's going to make him throw him a strike. That's down in the zone, or down out of the zone. And a leadoff walk for Mason Diller.
Nobody out to the plate for Fort Recovery number 22, Rex.
Leverett is going to be at the plate, and Reese Wendell will step to the
batter's box,
on-deck circle, and Rex steps in. Nobody out. Diller with a pretty good lead down there. Stretches it out a little bit on the pitch. It's a little inside. One ball, no strikes to Rex. Mason Diller is ready to go if one of them gets away from the catcher. And that one's inside, and that one hits him. I didn't realize that hit him. I thought it went way inside and past the catcher, but it hit Rex.
And it hit the catcher.
Yeah, and it hit the catcher. So that puts runners on first and second. So you have Mason Diller at second, Rex Leverett at first. Our leadoff batter, Reese Wendell, at the plate. Alex Dews on deck. Nobody out.
For the Indians, top of the order. I think it hit the back of his hand. That's where he's pointing to.
Ooh. I don't like that, but...
Yeah, that back of his throwing hand there.
Smith comes to the plate. Big old swing by Reese Wendell. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for our Indians, leading 11-1. That one plunks him. A real soft little plunk. I might have even been able to handle that one.
Yeah.
So he's hit. He walked the first guy, hit two in a row, and they might be kind of out of pitchers with a. I'm not sure who they have coming up. Let me look here. They're at Parkway on Thursday, so they might be wanting to save one. That one's lifted high, shallow left field. Left fielder comes over. Shortstop kind of got in his way, and the ball hits the ground. And Mason Diller will come in to score, and it's 12-1. Rex moves to third.
Nope, I think Rex is out.
Oh.
I think they might have tagged him or something. Oh. I'm not sure.
If he
left too soon or what.
Oh, okay.
What the call was.
Hitting for Fort Recovery number 14.
Okay, Sage Wendell.
Wendell
is going to be coming in batting for Alex Dews. So I guess we have an out now instead of that run.
No, Alex just hit. So he's coming in for Holman.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So that whole mess got me. I have my scorebook all messed up because I counted a run that didn't count.
Well, I think the run counted because they got 12 on the board, but I think they might have tagged Rex going from second to third.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, like I said, I have everything all messed up because I didn't see any of that. Yep, first pitch, a little off. One ball, no strikes to Sage Wendell.
Yeah,
Nope. That one's a slow roller to first base. He'll first baseman will pick it up, step on the bag. That'll be out number two.
But that puts runners at second and third.
Two outs.
Alex on second. Mr. Wendell on third.
Gavin Fowler.
Yep. He's up now.
So Reese at third. Alex Dews at second. Gavin Fowler at the plate.
You caught up?
Yep, I think so. He has two walks and a fly out to left field. Big old swing.
Yeah.
Ball and a strike to Gavin. Alex Garkey on deck. Indians lead 12-1 now. Two outs. That one's a little inside. Ball, two balls and a strike. Simon Smith pitching for the Rangers. He left one very high. Left fielder settles, has it.
Yeah.
And that's out number three, but the Indians score another run. We go to the bottom of the fourth, leading 12-1 over the Rangers. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians leading 12-1, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Coming up the rest of this week, four more games. Thursday, we're at New Bremen. Friday, at Anna. Saturday, doubleheader hosting Rushi. That'll start at 11 a.m. That's some not easy games coming up. So we're hoping to keep things going well here. Preston Rushling, your batter, came up for the second time. He singled his first time up. First one is fouled back. No balls and a strike. Troy Homan back on the mound for the Indians, rushing the number three batter in their lineup. Parker Jones, the cleanup batter on deck. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. They are not standing there waiting and hoping they get walked. They are swinging, trying to get hits, and I like it. Troy Homan looks in, gets his sign. He's coming to the plate. He lifts that down the left field line, foul. Just foul. If it had been a little bit farther to the into fair territory, it could have been caught, and it could have also just been a single if it dropped in the right spot.
Yeah.
So no balls, two strikes. Rischling at the plate. And that one's one hopper to Grizzy at third. And over to first in plenty of time. One up, one down for the Rangers in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring Parker Jones. And his walk-up music is Mr. Jones. I like it.
Oh, this is that.
Parker Jones, right fielder.
Sophomore, he's a big boy.
Yep. Yeah. Struck out looking last time. Fouls that one back.
He's trying to kill it.
Don't blame him. Why not?
Yeah.
Batting practice.
Yeah.
So no balls and a strike. Troy Hillman throwing strikes this inning. That's another nice pitch. I think he'd
like to have Allen back.
Yeah.
Because he started, and then he thought it might have been inside too much.
Parker Jones at the plate. No balls, two strikes. One out. Bases are clear. Indians lead 12-1. That one's a little low. One ball, two strikes. Might have been a little inside, but a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
Troy looks in. Has a sign. Coming to the plate. That one's a little low and maybe outside. Almost tempted him. Two balls, two strikes. Trying to sucker him a little bit. Let's just throw this one down the middle and see what happens. That one foul. I think that might have been off the knob of the bat.
Yeah.
Just off the bat and back to the screen. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Parker Jones at the plate. Hits that one foul.
I hope it's not coming to
Yeah,
us.
I did not see where it went.
Yeah.
Because we're looking into the sun. I had my bill of the cap down, but as soon as I look up to see where it went, I'm looking right at the sun. And I heard a couple of weeks ago, you're not supposed to do that. Two balls, two strikes. One out. That's foul tip at the plate. He's battling like crazy. I think I said this before. I wish he was a senior. Yeah. he's a battler. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
And he looks like a ball player, and he's a sophomore. So we'll deal with him for a few years. Troy Homan shakes off a pitch or two. Two balls, two strikes. That one's called strike three. That was right down the middle. I think he was expecting it to move.
Fastball that you wanted.
Yep. Yep. So that's two outs now. Jay Waterman will be coming to the plate. He grounded out to the second baseman his first time up in the first inning. Waterman and then Simon Smith. Waterman at the plate, and that's a called strike, batting left-handed. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Nobody on for the Rangers here. Bottom of the fourth. Indians lead 12-1. Big old swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Troy's throwing a lot of strikes.
Arm that heater again. I think he'll get him looking.
Yep. That one's a swing and a miss on a low pitch. I think it was in the zone, but swing and a miss, and that's two strikeouts for Troy this inning, and that's three outs, and we go to the top of the fifth inning. Indians lead 12-1. Back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. It's the top of the fifth inning. Indians leading 12-1 over the Rangers. And we're going to be bringing, Alex Garkey, then Troy Homan, then Caden Grizzy to the plate for the Indians. Top of the fifth. Indians lead by 11, looking to add on in case the Rangers score some in their bottom half of the fifth inning. Looking to have a five-inning game here if we can and save a little energy for New Bremen on Thursday. Simon Smith on the mound for the Rangers again. Garkey will swing and kind of just dribble it down to first base. First baseman grabs it, looks to see if the second baseman's covering. He's not, and races Alex to the bag. So one pitch, one out for the Rangers. And that'll bring Troy Homan, the current pitcher for the Indians.
I think we got a new catcher.
For them? Yep.
Yes. Yep. Parker Jones.
Parker Jones is the catcher now. Yep. There's a bunt. And Troy is bunting for a hit, and he is.
And he beat it.
He was there about two steps ahead of the ball. So a nice little play. The third baseman was playing where he probably was supposed to. And Troy just bunts it right down the third baseline and beats it out. We have a runner on first now with a bunt single. And Caden Grizzy, your batter. Mason Diller on deck. He lifts one.
That's foul.
Or didn't lift it. Looked like he lifted.
Right.
I looked up and looked right into the sun. But the
went
Coach
right
Ike,
down to coach.
Yeah, Coach Ike played it at third base. The ball's in a strike to Caden. Smith looks in.
Another one right down to Coach.
Yep.
That one had a little more steam on it because Coach stopped it and then it let it go.
Yeah.
Might have stung his hand a little bit.
Might have did.
Yeah.
The ball's two strikes to Caden. Troy Homan at first with a bunt single. That one's high and inside, and Troy races down to first and pops out of the catcher's glove, and Troy's...
He was already halfway down
there. Yeah, he was there easily.
Yeah.
He was actually there before the catcher had the ball to even try to throw it.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes to Caden. Runner at second base now. That one's down in the dirt, hits the plate, and bounces back up over the catcher, and the umpire hits high on the screen, rolls down, and Troy rolls down to third base. Caden will step back in. It's two balls, two strikes now, one out. Smith looks in, has the sign. That's a foul. Squibber right over, right straight at us. About 14 hops, so even if the fence hadn't been there, it wouldn't have hurt anything.
Yeah.
Probably still scared me, but two balls, two strikes, one out, runner at third base for the Indians. 12-1 our score. Indians leading here in the top of inning number five. That one squirts away from the catcher, but not nearly enough for Troy to come in from third base. Pitcher was coming in to cover. Smith looks in again. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth. That one's hit third
fair,
baseman,
yep.
Knocks it down over to first in time. But Troy Homan comes in and scores, and it's 13-1. So that'll be a sacrifice for Caden Grizzy, and Mason Diller will come in.
Mason Diller.
Two outs, bases empty, one run in. Mason Diller, then Rex Leverett. That one's way high. One ball, no strikes. Simon Smith, the sophomore right-hander, pitching for the New Knoxville Rangers. Top of the fifth inning, Indians now lead 13-1. And that one is a little foul at the plate. One ball, one strike for Mason Diller. Mason, his first time up, walked and scored. Mason's ready. Smith's ready. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs, nobody on. He'll rip one foul down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of five. Indians leading 13-1. Scoreboard says we have eight hits, and I think that's correct. I have us with eight. So we're on the same page there. Mason Diller reach out to try to get that one and misses it. Strike three.
In the top of the fifth, that's for
three away. After four and a half, going to the bottom of the fifth, do or die time for the Rangers. Indians lead 13-1.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to New Knoxville, where our Indians lead 13-1, going to the bottom of the fifth. It's do-or-die time for the Rangers, and they'll bring Simon Smith, John Gable, Andrew Leffel, Troy Dwinger, and then back to the top with Jay Schrader and Luke Stockler. I think they'll have to get at least that far for them to stay in the game. So yeah. They need to get three runs to keep the game going.
Well, we've got Rex Leverett on the mound now.
Yep.
Troy went back out to center. Reese moved over to right.
Okay. I couldn't tell who was out there.
Reese Wendell back and left.
Yep. First pitch a little high. One ball, no strikes. Simon Smith, the current pitcher for the Knoxville Rangers, batting left-handed. That's a nice pitch right down the middle. One ball, one strike. I think he was going to take till Rex threw a pitch since he's a new pitcher. Smith at the plate, Rex on the mound. That's a nice pitch on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes to Simon Smith.
That one back.
Yep, I believe he would. Rex comes again. Oh. Big swing and a miss. And that's another strikeout for our Indians. I think I have Alex with four, Troy with three, and now Rex with one. And that'll be the first out. And John Gable.
Temple.
Oh, we got a change here.
Hayden Temple, a freshman.
First pitch, called strike. No balls, one strike to Hayden Temple. That's a swing and a miss. He took a pretty good cut. The ball's two strikes. And that's called in the bottom part of the zone. That was a nice, beautiful pitch. Rex working fast.
Two.
Yep.
Two strikeouts.
Yep.
One now.
Two batters, two strikeouts. And
one more.
And they're down to their last out here. Andrew. Oh, now they got Kyle.
15.
Yep. Fabian Kyle, also a freshman. Yeah. Yep. So down to their last out. Bases empty, two outs. First pitch a ball. Second pitch a called strike. One ball, one strike. Rex working quickly again.
Foul ball.
Fouled back to the screen, maybe out of play.
Must be out.
Couldn't find it. Looking up in the sun again. One ball, two strikes. Big swing and a miss. And that is the ball game. Three strikeouts for Rex Leverett to end the game. He looked great.
12 pitches?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was really, really good for Rex. The way I have it is Alex had four strikeouts. Troy had three, and Rex had three. And we'll be back to kind of wrap it up right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back to New Knoxville, where our Indians come away with a 13-1 victory in five innings. And for the New Knoxville Rangers, they had one hit, one walk, and that was the first batter of the game for the Rangers. And he came around and scored. That was their only run. So that was the only walk. They left one on base, I believe. We did 1-2-3 in the second, third, fourth, and fifth inning. Our pitchers did a great job. Alex struck out the side in the sixth inning. He had pitched four strikeouts for the game. And Troy came in. He had three strikeouts in two innings. And Rex came in and struck out the side in the bottom of the fifth. So a real good outing for our Indians pitchers. And we moved the ball pretty well. We looked at the ball. We got a lot of we had three guys walk consecutively. We had eight hits, and I think we walked seven times. We left. I only have two, but I think we left three or four guys on base. Four guys were hit by pitches, and we struck out. We did strike out four times, but that's not too bad. So we had Mason Diller came in and relieved Riggs Toby behind the plate in the, I believe it was the third inning. And Rex Leverett also came in, and he went out to left field to relieve Reese Evers, and then he came in to pitch in the fifth inning. So real good outing for our Indians. So coming up, as I mentioned before, Thursday we are at New Bremen, and that's going to be New Bremen has a 6-8 record, 2-5 in the MAC, but they're always a tough team to play, and we are playing them there. So that'll be Thursday evening. Friday, we are playing at Anna. Don't know much about them. And then Saturday, we're hosting Rushi in the annual first Saturday in May doubleheader. That starts at 11 a.m., And Rushi, I think the last 2 years, played in the state final games. And another good program again this year, of course. So we have some tough games coming up this week. So if you can, get out to those games and help support our Indians. If you can't get there, we're going to have all the games on, or you can go to the game and then listen later in the archives. Let's kind of go through some other games today. Versailles is at Marion Local. Delphi St. John's is at Coldwater. New Bremen is at Minster. Parkway is at St. Henry. And we are this game here for recovery at New Knoxville. So without seeing any scores, I'm going to guess that Versailles, since they're undefeated in the MAC, 16-3 overall, they'll probably beat Marion Local. Delphi St. John's is playing at Coldwater. Coldwater is 17-1 now, and I'm going to say Coldwater will win that one. New Bremen at Minster. Again, New Bremen's a pretty good team, but Minster 15-3. Minster's going to probably take that one. Parkway is at St. Henry. Parkway is 3-6 overall. St. Henry is 7-8 overall. But St. Henry is 4-1 in the MAC. I'm going to give St. Henry the nod on that one. Again, if somebody might be listening to that game and say you're crazy because Parkway's winning, but that's I'm just going by, you know, kind of how the year has gone this year. And the Indians take care of business here, 13-1 over New Knoxville in five innings. So looking ahead a little bit at New Bremen, their first game of the year was postponed. That was against Versailles, and that hasn't been made up yet. They beat Delphi St. John's 1-0 in the second game early in May or April here. At Coldwater, they lost 11-1 in five innings. They lost at Marion Local 5-2, and they lost at St. Henry 6-0, and they lost to Parkway 2-1. So they're needing some good stuff to go their way, but they've played pretty well, and it's always a good game when we play them. So don't know anything else we need to cover, so want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank our sponsors, of course. We can't do this without our sponsors. Want to thank, of course, Jerry Byram for helping out today, and especially when when he had a couple of things go on that I completely lost track of, and he got me all straightened out on that last inning. And of course, Reese Guggenbiller running all the stuff, so I don't screw everything up. So I only got to screw up the book this time, not all the commercials. So again, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday at New Bremen.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.